Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Sarah's View of Life right here at SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com. I am your host, Sarah Troy. Spirit talk. When the spirit talks, we need to listen. When it whispers the spirit and it reaches, it is imperative that we lend our ears. For ignoring these messages in favor of the relentless chatter of our minds often leads us astray. The spirit is unfailing. It's unfailingly honest. It serves to be our guide, aligning with the deepest truth of our hearts and elevating our essence into action. This in turn brings lucidity to our thoughts. Lately, I have found myself faltering a bit in minor ways, missing details, losing my grip on tasks, attributing to my overzealous focus on rational thought, neglecting the profound wisdom housed within my soul. This experience has been a gentle reminder of the importance of maintaining a balance between the insights offered by our intellect and the guidance provided by our spirits. By embracing the latter, we ensure a path marked with fewer mistakes and richer, more aligned existence. Embracing forgiveness towards oneself is crucial, especially in the aftermath of mistakes. Acknowledging our mistakes, seeking forgiveness from those affected is important. Refraining from harsh self-criticism are steps towards healing and growth. We all falter at times. It's a shared human experience. Once we take responsibility and make amends, it's only fair that others let go of the resentment they may hold. After all, our errors are seldom born out of malice, and especially not with me. Understanding this, why should we not extend and forgive with grace, right? Because, again, we all make mistakes. Holding onto the past grievances serves little purpose. Instead, fostering a culture of forgiveness not only heals relationships, but also enriches the collective humanity, allowing us to move forward with higher hearts and clearer conscience. One does need to listen to the messages that the spirit is giving us. If we do not pay attention, we do falter. I have certainly done this lately. I was wearing too many hats. The hats were getting wobbly. I was dropping the ball, and it became a detriment. Small mistakes, nothing catastrophic, but enough to piss people off and to cause some angst with people. Little things like spelling their name right in one area and spelling it wrong in another. And that is just overdoing things and not paying attention. It's very easy for those little things to be niggly for other people. I know many, many people have spelt my name wrong and I've had to correct them, but I do it with grace. I don't hold malice towards them. I understand what the pressures are like and just ask them if they could change it. But I think that if you receive things with angst, or if you think that someone's out to get you, that is on you, not on the person that's made an innocent mistake. I own my mistakes, as I've said. I've dropped the ball. I have double booked people because one of the things went on the wrong calendar and it wasn't syncing. I have spelt some names wrong, just dropping a wrong letter. And sometimes that's autocorrect and we need to actually check autocorrect. Just because it's autocorrect doesn't mean it is correct. So always make sure you go over your material to make sure that you're getting it right. Also, say no to things. I got backed up. I got into a traffic jam of too much on my plate at once. And where I should have pushed some things to a different date, a different time, Because I'm so committed, I took it all onto my plate and paid the price for it. Paid the price emotionally, mentally, physically, and also through making silly little mistakes. Sometimes we just have to say, I'm terribly sorry, I have to reschedule. It's okay to do so. If people don't want to reschedule, maybe they shouldn't have been there in the first place. If people don't understand, do you want to do business with them in the first place? Sometimes you have a deadline that you have to meet, and that means other things have to be put aside. It's okay to do that. We are so conditioned by society to push, push, push forward, do more, do more. But with the more that we're doing, the more that we are making those mistakes, and the more that we're not engaged in what we're doing, and the more we pay the price for it. Consequently, so the price is paid in other areas. I had the book To Get Out, which, thank you very much, has made international Amazon bestseller, Our Forgotten Children, in ebook and paperback. 15 authors contributing to the problems that our children and families are facing today and what we can do about it. I please ask you to go to the orchardofwisdom.org, O-R-G, and look at Our Forgotten Children book, and you will see all the authors there, where to buy the book. All the proceeds goes to each of the authors' organizations that they support that are supporting families and children. So the book is out there. The audiobook is going to come out, and that's my next platform, is getting all the audios and getting the audio platform out for the book. But I'm going to have to pace myself. March is an extremely busy month for me. So somewhere along the line, I may have to reschedule some people in order to meet my deadline or move the deadline a little further forward. We put these pressures on ourselves to meet something. And sometimes we have to commit to it because it's set. And sometimes we can go, you know what? If it's another week, it's okay. Don't make yourself overwrought to the point that you're making mistakes that are unnecessary just because you've got too much on your plate. Can you delegate? Can you put something off for later because it's not important right now? Can other people help you instead of criticizing? Can they actually say to you, I know that you are doing a lot right now. Is there something I can do for you? Especially when it is a group adventure. So I ask all of you just to take a breath, listen to your spirit talking to you, your divine presence, wisdom that speaks to you in truth. It is your compass, it is your guidance system. It will always lead you right. It will always ignite your heart into the right direction, the right spirit for the right information at the right time. Go against that and come only from the head. I guarantee you will make mistakes. You will trip up and you will make decisions that do not serve you or might even be a bigger price to pay. So be kind to yourself. You are only you. Delegate, and if you do wear all the hats, don't wear them all at once. Please don't. I promise you, it makes the neck very, very wobbly. So I ask all of you to pace yourself, say no to things, don't take things personally. If people come back at you with an attack, honest mistakes, if they can't see that and you've put it right, then that is on them, not on you. Don't take it personally. We do our very best. And as long as we know we're doing our best and others can see we're doing our best, that is all that is required of us. If they don't like what's happening, they can step up, take over, or contribute. That's what it's all about. So if you're in a group adventure, please commit and help the person that is conducting it. Commit to your part in it. Don't just, I'll do it when I want to. No, you committed. I'm in another anthology called Dare to Live Fearlessly, out on March 6th. We have just had a whole week of promotional, interviewing the authors, speaking events, and it is all about why this book needs to come out, how we can face our fear. 19 authors speaking about fears, how they overcame them, the attitude and the gratitude around them. It is an important book as well. That's the reason why I am in it. And of course, I have another book coming out in June. So, knowing these things are going to happen and they're going to happen at a certain time is knowing that you've got to step up and do your part. You're invited to be a part of the book. Step up with grace and gratitude and be a part of it. So, whether it's a book, whether it's a program, whether it's something you've got going, again, with grace, don't take on too much. Ask for help if you can. And it's okay to say, push back. Our forgotten children, I wanted to come out for Christmas. It just wasn't happening. So I pushed it out to February. Make it the love month. Love letter, love book to our children and to our families. Same, we're here for you. So we are out there. More to do. But I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to take the whole weekend off to be with my grandchildren. Then I come back to a busy week, and then I have a weekend where I can catch up on some things before the next 2 weeks is extremely busy. It is life, but one has to learn to pace oneself and to say no to things or to ask other people to help you. So take a breath, folks. It's really, really important that you do. I know that when I took on this book, I had all these things planned, this month, that month, and that month, and it did not work out that way. Instead, it ended up all in the same month. Nice big traffic jam. Then we have to look at what we need to let go in order to pay attention to what's in front of us. I didn't do that. I tried to do it all, and I made mistakes. It's okay to say no. It's okay to push things back. It's okay to ask for help. It's also okay to ask forgiveness. So, until next time, folks, may you have a wonderful week. And please do support our book, Our Forgotten Children, up on Amazon. My own book is there, Sarah's Self-Discovery to Soul Living. And on March 6th, which I will be talking about next week, is our Dare to Be Fearless book. So, I will hope everyone is going to have a very well-paced, peaceful week. Until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life. And we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.